Good morning. It's July 7th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book by the same name. Today's title is Essentials. In essentials, unity. In non-essentials, liberty. In all things, love. Augustine. We belong to a life group, which meets regularly for lunch and fellowship after worship on Sunday afternoons. Several couples have been part of this group for 20 years or more. We've been in it for about 12. Currently, its makeup is 7 married couples, ranging in age from late 40s to mid-60s. We all belong to the same non-denominational evangelical Christian church, but we all come from varied church backgrounds. Some have been divorced and have blended families. Some were raised in mainline Protestant denominations. Some were raised Roman Catholic. Some were raised in non-denominational churches. We rotate our homes for each gathering, and the host usually provides the meal. Life group is a term derived from one of our church's mottos, experiencing life together, and it inspired the title of the devotional series you are reading right now. Life can be difficult for everyone, from all walks of life, and from all socioeconomic and ethnic backgrounds. While we usually decide on a discussion topic, or a series of them, whether they be devotionals, a book, the last sermon, or a video series, we spend much of the time laughing, eating, telling stories, catching up on each other's children and now grandchildren, and sharing all aspects of our lives. We share our joys, our sorrows, our worries, increasingly our health issues, and we pray for each other together. True, we have some doctrinal differences, but we all believe we are saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ alone. That's what we in Christian theology would call an essential. Certainly, we could also include people in our life group who do not agree on that point, who are in fact seekers, but we simply don't have anyone in that category at the moment. How, when, and why baptism is different in different traditions can be debated. How, when, and why communion is celebrated differently in different churches can be debated. How the church views sexuality can be debated. How we view the problems with race relations can be debated. How worship should be conducted with respect to liturgy or lack thereof, music, the message, all can be debated. All different political views can be debated. The relative strength of football teams can be debated. The sole owner of an Android phone in the group can be teased mercilessly and his sanity debated. In all these things, liberty. But most important is love, 1 Corinthians 13:13. The reason there's so much laughter is because there's always love. Love is the real essential. God made us to live in community. That's part of what's so hard about the 2020 pandemic. Social distancing is just not woven into the genetic makeup of most Americans. But even through this struggle, our life group has hung together, apart with digital assistance like FaceTime and Zoom. If you're trying to negotiate the vicissitudes of life alone, you need to make it your priority to fix that. If there's no church which you attend regularly, find one. Pick the closest one, if you have no denominational preference. Most Christians are familiar with Augustine's words, or at least the principle, that there is unity in the essentials. As C.S. Lewis, author of Mere Christianity and the Narnia Chronicles, said, "Just walk down the hall, look at all the doors with different church names on them, open one, and then after you go in, stay there." There are loving people in every church. Give anyone you pick a chance to alter your life. After you find a church, ask about smaller groups right away. Christianity is modeled after family, Romans 8:15 and 9:4. That's why Paul tells us we've been adopted into Christ's family as sisters and brothers. It's harder to feel part of a family if the family has hundreds or thousands of members. Once you join a small group, commit yourself to being all in. The more you give, the more you will get, just like in every other aspect of life. Let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another. And all the more as we see the day of Christ's return approaching. Hebrews 10:24-25. Finally, all of you be like-minded. Be sympathetic. Love one another. Be compassionate and humble. 1 Peter 3:8. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that you may view our fellow Christians as family, regardless of their ethnicity, socioeconomic background, or nationality. Life alone would be excruciating, and as the world becomes increasingly secularized, it helps immensely to do life together with other believers. Lord, for those who have not found a close group of people to support them, love them, guide them, and listen to them, we pray that the Holy Spirit works in others to include them. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.